So, Dateline, the TV series that is the longest-running primetime show on NBC, had an amazing year in podcast land with, by my count, I think we've got four podcasts. Liz Cole, the executive producer of Dateline, is here. Hi, Liz. What happened? You guys decided to dabble into podcasts and it just sort of blew up.
Well, look, the thing about a great podcast is the same thing that's great about a great Dateline television show, which is it's just great storytelling. We have fantastic storytellers, and, you know, with the original podcast, it's given them an opportunity to maybe tell the stories in a slightly different way, but still keep the core elements of what makes a great Dateline story: mystery, suspense. There's always a twist in there somewhere. And then we have the show cast, which, you know, it's really pretty incredible. We put a lot of effort into making our shows look good in television, but the core of it is still that great storytelling, which really comes through when you're just listening.
People are actually listening to the Dateline episode and, without any pictures, and liking it so much that I believe that you hit a lot of top 20 charts. So now you can tell your videographers not to try as hard, that the pictures just don't matter.
Oh, the television broadcast is still very, very important, and we want it to look great. But the audio is more important than ever.
Run down the four different takes on Dateline that you're doing in podcast land.
Yeah, right. So the show cast is really just that. It is the show that we put on television, just the audio. And it's been incredibly popular, which has been really exciting to see. The thing that we are probably most excited about this year is The Thing About Pam, which was is a Keith Morrison original podcast. It's a story that we have done on television several times, but it's just an incredible story where the reason we've done it so many times is we'll think we're done with the story and then something else will happen and there's another incredible twist, which really made for a really intriguing podcast. And then just, you know, Keith Morrison in your ear is really a fun experience. And the thing we started with at the beginning of the year was some original reporting that we turned into a podcast called 13 Alibis. And that was not by one of our Dateline correspondents, but with a producer who has an incredible track record for reporting on stories where there have been wrongful convictions. He's actually been largely responsible for getting several people out of prison, which is really an incredible accomplishment. And in 13 Alibis, he told one of these stories in great detail, and it was very much in the moment, which was great. And then the fourth thing we've done is something that we've done on digital for several years, but, you know, it's also Keith, and he's reading The Grinch, Who Stole Christmas, Rudolph, and The Night Before Christmas, which is, you know, just a fun. It's something completely different than what we do normally on Dateline, but it's a great thing to do around the holidays.
You've got like millions of downloads on all these when you put them all together.
Yes, Showcast, we have almost 39 million downloads. Thing About Pam, we're almost up to 8 million. 13 Alibis, you know, around 2 million. So we're, you know, and people are still continuing to listen. So we expect those numbers to grow.
And you got into podcasting because, what, like everybody else was doing it, so why not? Or was there, I mean, what happened?
Well, first of all, I love podcasts myself, and a lot of us at Dateline are big consumers of podcasts. And, you know, the true crime genre is so popular right now, but there are different consumers of it experiencing it in different places. So you have our television viewers, you have the people who are listening to true crime podcasts, and they're not necessarily the same group of people. And we really like the idea that we can expand the number of people that we're reaching with different platforms. So we, you know, for Dateline, we've got the television broadcast on NBC, which is the mothership. It's also in syndication and on cable, now podcasts. We're doing some things on digital. So we really like being able to reach out to different, you know, viewers or listeners wherever they reside.
All right. Well, clearly it's paid off for you. Listeners can find any of these podcasts wherever they listen to podcasts. Just do a search for Dateline, right? Liz Cole, executive producer at Dateline, thanks for talking tech with us. I'm Jefferson Graham. You can find me on Twitter at Jefferson Graham. Please subscribe to the Dateline podcast and Talking Tech wherever you listen to online audio. I'll be back to you tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech. Liz, thank you so much for taking the time.